question was asked, when a person comes to court, is it okay for the court to give the person or arrange for the person to have the money that they owe? So the Talmud says that when people would come to a court case before David HaMelech, let's say one was suing the other for 1,000 shekel, so David would first give them 1,000 shekel. He'd say, here's the money. You say you owed 1,000 shekel, here's the 1,000 shekel. I paid. Now you have the money in your pocket, okay? You got what you asked for. Can we reach a compromise? And if they reached a compromise, fine. And if they didn't, then David would help the guy pay off his debt. Now, there's a brilliance in that. It's like in Eish HaTorah, they have a program where when you come to the program, you have to sign on that for a month after you've gone to the program, you won't keep Shabbos, you won't switch your lifestyle. The logic behind it, if I've taken out my personal partiality, so then I'm much more open to thinking about what's right and what's the truth. So when David says, here's the money, you have the money, now can we talk about what's fair and what's right? So then people are more open to reaching the truth. But from that Gemara we see that it is legitimate for someone to help him out. That's a separate concept. Yeah, I can give him the money to pay off.